Today, we end our tour of the galleries participating in the citywide celebration of women artists with visits to Peoria Heights and North Peoria to see three exhibitions. The Illinois Art League began in 1968 when a small group of artists met at the Savings Building in downtown Peoria to form an organization that would hold art exhibits for community artists, both professionals and amateurs. Their first exhibit was held in the Sheridan Village Arcade. It drew over 5,000 visitors. Today, 53 years later, the Art League continues to hold exhibits and to provide workshops for members. As part of the celebration of women artists, 24 League artists display paintings and drawings at the Peoria Heights Library. The work of several early members, including Joanne Bell and Pat Dale, will be remembered by many Peorians. The contemporary artists show a variety of styles and subjects in their work. Mary Hildebrand, for example, pictures delicate flowers concentrating on a single zinnia bloom or crabapple blossom, as well as traditional still lifes of flowers and fruit. On Prospect Road, not far from the library, is the picture of this gallery. Owner Cheryl Dean has arranged an exhibit of works by local women artists, including photographs of her own. Artist Susan Plott creates characters from paper. Her sculpture is influenced by stories she heard from her Russian ancestors about characters like Baba Yaga, who was a fearsome, ferocious-looking witch who arrived at her destination with a wild wind following her. The gallery also shows recent landscape photographs by Ann Conber and the pastel drawings of close-up views and broad landscape scenes created by Ann Coulter. Drawings, colored pencil works, paintings, and sculpture complete the exhibition at Picture This Gallery. Farther north on Prospect Road, Barb Malaccio, owner of Exhibit A Gallery in Junction City, invited 21 women to prepare a painting, print, or photograph in the manner of an artist whose work has influenced them during their careers. Each piece is 12 by 16 inches. One of the painters is Dorothy Thornton, known for her large, modern, boldly colored floral pictures. 12 by 16 inches may be small for her eye and hand, yet for the exhibit, she has produced a painting of that size using the colors and manner of an art card she has kept in her studio for many years. Another artist in the exhibit is Julie Purdom, who is known for her paintings of flowers and forbs and bugs. She is enthralled with 6-inch moss and 8-foot-tall prairie wildflowers such as Sweet Joe Pie. Julie works with oil and ink on fine art plexiglass. Additional information about the exhibits and events of the Citywide Celebration of Women Artists is available online at citywidecelebration.wordpress.com and on Facebook.